Meeting the Challenges. Words from Jesus.
Life is a battle, and it's meant to be, because that's where the challenge lies that brings growth. But I promise you that as you put your trust in me, I will work every challenge for your good, no matter what you face. The specific circumstances, the trials, and your weaknesses that come up day to day are not so important. What is crucial is how you respond to these things. The conclusions that you draw, and the decisions that you make. Making the right decisions is what counts most, regardless of the immediate outcomes. I understand the pressures you face in your everyday life, how these can press upon you, and the stress they can generate. There is a safety valve for all those who love me. You can come to me when you are burdened and weighed down, and I will give you my promised rest. You will find relief in me. I will be your pressure valve. When this world gets you down, when the troubles and the confusion of life surround you and close in on you, come to me and let me carry the weight. Ask me to help you rise above the pressure and strain, and I will bring you to a safe and secure haven for your mind and spirit. There is a place of retreat for you in my presence. This place is protected from the cares of the world and is your defense and refuge in times of trouble and need. When you take refuge in me, I wipe away all your tears and fears and renew your strength and courage to face life again. You are special to me. Remember that when disappointments come, when all seems lost, when you're feeling down or just plain uninspired. Inspiration comes and goes. Circumstances change, but my love for you is constant. You will always be special to me. Think on the good. As you face today, think on all the positive that is to come. Don't dwell on the things that you dread, for they will ultimately be positive too, as they work to make your spirit stronger. Think of the joy that you give me each time you choose to please me. You can praise me and dwell on the good things no matter what your circumstances, while you go about your day. If you're walking, you can tell me something you love about me. While you eat, you can think thoughts of thankfulness for my care for you, how you're surrounded in my love. As your praises flow, you will feel my joy that will give you strength. One day you will experience joy greater than you can imagine. All the things that seem so hard to you right now will pass away, and all that you've learned will lift you to wonderful heights. There won't be any tears or pain in the day when you come to live in my presence forever. I will make full compensation for any loss or hard things you endure in this life, everything that you have to forsake for me and the losses that you have suffered. Keep fighting for the crown of life that will be given to you for running the race and making it to the goal line. So don't focus on the rough road ahead. But look up to the promised future that awaits you at the end of the road. Don't focus on the rocks in the way, but at the beauty and the good that I have created. Not at the wounds and the losses, but at the strength you've gained in the process. Not at the pain, but at the joy you will know forever when your life journey has ended. My love for you. I love all of you, your whole soul, your whole being. All of it is precious, beautiful, and special to me. I made you, your physical and spiritual self, for my pleasure, and I am happy with my creation. When you are thankful, positive, and praiseful for how I have made you, it enhances my pleasure in you. I am your great provider. I know you have many needs, but there is not a single one that I am not capable of fulfilling. If you need something, you can ask me for it in faith and expectancy, knowing that I care for you and will provide for you. If you feel the tasks and challenges before you are too great for you, you're right. But they are never too great for me, and I will bring my will to pass in and through you as you commit all things to me and follow me closely. So don't let discouragement get the better of you. Don't look at the waves that at times threaten to overwhelm you. The waves are there. The problems and your weaknesses are there. They're not your imagination, but they cannot drown you as long as you hold on to me. They need not control you or direct your life. As Peter walked on water, you can walk on the waves by faith, with your gaze fixed on me, the author and finisher of your faith. Do you feel low or down? Are you too tired to face today? Don't worry, my love. I've got the boost you need. Come and get energized through hearing from me for today. If you take a moment with me, you will find that your heart can enter into my secret place where you can be refilled and refreshed by my power. Come to me. Seek my presence in the morning and let my spirit permeate your feelings and thoughts. I want my spirit and word to dwell in you richly in all wisdom, so that you can experience my love and joy all day long in every situation. What blessed peace can be found in the silent moments when you and I commune together, just the two of us. Here is where you find your strength. Don't neglect this private time with me. It is your strength. This day that I've given you is a gift, but it's like an empty box now. As you begin your day, it is your choice as to how you will fill it. Let it be filled with beautiful things from me. You are a wonderful, amazing creation of mine, that I ordained to play a role that only you can fill. I love to see you move and act and think with my power and anointing, fulfilling your destiny, the role that I created you for. I will perfect that which concerns you. You are my beloved bride in whom I am well pleased. You have given your life and strength in love for me and those around you. And as you give, so will it be given to you. I love you more than you could even imagine or realize. Every day when you come to me, you receive my grace to fight on, and every day I set aside new joys for you to experience when you come home. You'll be so glad that you held on through it all when you see my face.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.